In this practice, we tune into the feeling tone when this occurs during the ordinary activity of walking and cultivating a sense of allowing it to be as you find it. And so, beginning by finding a place where you can walk up and down about 8 to 10 paces, either inside or outside, a place where you will not be disturbed. And starting by standing with the feet about hip widths apart, allowing the knees to be unlocked so that they can bend, and then sensing and feeling the ground or the floor beneath the feet, beneath both feet, allowing whatever sensations to be there, receiving sensations with kindness and with curiosity. Allowing the arms to hang loosely by the sides or holding the hands together in front of the body and then looking slightly forward and downwards. And now, bringing the focus of attention to the soles of the feet and feeling the physical sensations of contact with the floor or the ground. Sensations of weight, heaviness or lightness, hardness or softness, temperature. Then when you're ready, lifting the left heel from the ground and noticing the sensations in both feet as you do so. And then allowing the whole of the left foot to lift and move as the weight is shifted to the right leg. Taking a small natural step and allowing the left foot to contact the ground, feeling the weight of the body shifting as the right heel now comes off the ground. The foot moves and then makes contact with the ground. And then continuing to walk in this way with full awareness of sensations from one end of the path to the other. With each step, feeling all the sensations of each foot. Each foot taking its turn to lift, to move, and then to land. And then the other foot, lifting, moving, and landing. And then when you come to the end of the path, perhaps pausing, standing with full awareness of sensations of the lower legs, the feet, the ankles, the lower legs and knees. And then when you're ready, turning slowly around and sensing the pattern of movements through which the body changes direction. And then when facing back along your path, pausing for a moment, and then when you're ready, walking back. Lifting, moving, and placing one foot as the other foot lifts, moves, and lands. And as you walk, if you notice that the attention has wandered away from the sensations of the lower legs or the feet, perhaps pausing and then acknowledging where the attention had gone and making a note of the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. And then when you're ready, escorting the attention back to the feet or the lower legs, and remembering not to try too hard to register the feeling tone. If it's too hard to sense immediately, letting it go and waiting for something else to come. And if the mind is very restless, it may be helpful to just pause for a moment and just stand here with the feet about hip width apart. And noticing what's around in the mind and the body. And the feeling tone, noticing if it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. And allowing it to be just as it is. If at any point you find the experience feels pleasant, perhaps saying inwardly to yourself, it's okay to like this. And if the experience is unpleasant, acknowledging this too and saying to yourself, it's okay not to like this. And if you choose, you could also register the feeling tone in the body and mind whenever you pause at the end of the path, allowing it to be exactly as you find it. And then continuing to walk in this way, focusing the sensations of both feet and choosing whatever pace feels right to you, feels helpful to allow the attention to be in the body. Perhaps at times walking more quickly, at times walking more slowly. And if you choose, you may like to expand the attention during the practice from the narrow focus of the feet or the lower legs to the hips and then to the entire body. Allowing sensations in the feet, the lower legs, or the entire body to be the anchor to this moment. And then registering the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. If pleasant, saying inwardly, it's okay to like this. And if unpleasant, saying inwardly, it's okay not to like this. And at any time, if the mind feels particularly restless or the attention is quite scattered, feeling free to return to one of your anchors. Sensations in the feet or the hands or the breath. And then coming back to the sensations of walking when you're ready. from time to time checking in, noticing if the feeling tone in this moment is pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. And if the attention is no longer where you have chosen to place it, either in the feet, the lower legs, or the entire body, noticing where the attention has gone, and the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and then escorting the attention back to where you have intended to focus your attention. And now, coming to stand in one position, noticing the sensations arising from the body in this moment, noticing the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And if pleasant, saying inwardly, it's okay to like this. Unpleasant, saying inwardly, it's okay not to like this. Perhaps noticing the after effects of this period of walking practice on the body. And as this practice comes to a close, perhaps forming an intention to bring the same quality of awareness cultivated here to the next few moments of your day.